ladies and gentlemen, the big plane, the big Airbus, like carries 800,000 people took off in France
tonight. About a million of them, I think.
Huh?
Not that many.
It's a lot.
It's big.
Maybe too big.
Our very own Leaf Raker was there for the big takeoff. He's still in Paris, France there. Hi, Leaf. How you doing?
Big show tonight only, Paris, France.
All right. Yes, sir.
We're here for the big liftoff of the big plane.
The big plane.
Yeah, the Airbus. Lady comes up and says, hey, have you seen the Airbus?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, but I let one go in the elevator.
Hello. Yes, sir. There it is.
Open a window, eh?
Wow, you talk about rapid decompression.
Okay.
Wow.
Easy here.
Somebody drop an oxygen mask.
Come on. I don't know. I don't know where it comes up with this stuff.
Somebody's passing everybody.
Yeah. Buckle your seatbelt.
Going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah. You know, a lady comes up and she says, hey. She says, hey, Leaf, how can you tell if a plane is made in France?
Uh-huh.
I said, look for the hair under its wing.
Yeah.
I was at the ticket counter. Guy says, hey, can I check your bag? I was like, no, my wife just had a physical. Thank you. Honey, turn your head and cough. Stewardess comes up and she says, hey. Stewardess comes up and she says, hey, would you like a cocktail?
Uh-huh.
I said, sure. She says, a rooster walks into a bar. No.
Punchline.
I said, no. No, I want a Bloody Mary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so she brought me a nun with a knife wound.
They get to play first class.
Hey, sister, have a seat.
Uh-huh.
Listen. Stewardess comes up and she says, hey, we have some extra seats in first class.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to bump up?
Hello.
I said, would I? She said, hair lip.
There it is.
Stewardess walks up and I said,
would you like to bump up?
Stewardess walks by. She says, hey. I said, hey, lady, do you have any peanuts? She says, not since the procedure. That's right. Thanks for flying, ladies and gentlemen. Timely breaker and keep your thumb in it.
Very good. That's quite bizarre, isn't it?
Airlines need to consider hiring some comedians.
That's quite bizarre.
You need to start laughing at the airport.
Yes, you're right.